Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes. And then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. And then relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight and then let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Ideas Galore. Helen, eager to share her ideas for their play, waited for her friends under the great oak tree at the park. She looked up at the crisp blue sky through the branches and noticed she could see a lot more blue. The oak had changed quite a bit since their last get-together. Brown leaves drifted down as Helen looked up into the crown of the tree. "Hi, Helen!" It was Rogelio and Brianna. Now they could get started. "Hi," Helen replied. All three were grinning from ear to ear. "I'm so glad you're here," Helen said. "I have so many ideas I want to..." Before she had a chance to finish, Rogelio excitedly said, "Me too. I've been thinking about the music for the play and the sets. Wait till you see." "What ideas did you have, Helen? I have some to share too," Brianna added. Helen started to speak again. "Well, I was thinking that maybe our story should have some other characters, not just the dragon. My idea was that we could have..." "Oh, I know," Rogelio interrupted Helen again, feeling really enthusiastic. "We could have animals be friends with the dragon. I really like frogs. What animals would you like to be in the play?" Helen sighed. She said, "That's a great idea, Rogelio. But I was actually thinking that..."
"I know! I'm so glad you suggested having some other characters."
Rogelio had interrupted her again.
"There's so much we can do if we add more characters to the play."
Walking through the enchanted forest and near the park, the dragon heard the kids talking and peeked out of the forest to listen. As the curious dragon listened to the discussion, it realized that the kids were writing a play about a dragon. How fun! Then the dragon looked carefully at their expressions. The boy was happy and talking excitedly. But the two girls were clearly upset. The dragon hoped the boy would notice soon. Brianna had felt excited, but now her shoulders dropped and she looked down at the ground. Rogelio wasn't listening to Helen's idea, and Brianna had ideas that she wanted to share too. Brianna decided she would just sit quietly. Rogelio would probably just interrupt her anyway. She looked over at Helen. Helen had crossed her arms and pursed her lips together. There was a bit of fire in her eyes as she looked at Rogelio. Brianna could tell that Helen felt angry. Then Rogelio noticed how quiet Brianna and Helen were. He stopped talking and realized Brianna was sad and Helen was mad. Helen glared at him and said, "Can I finish telling you my idea now?" Rogelio realized he had been interrupting.
"I'm so sorry. I was just really excited. I'll be quiet so you can tell us your idea too."
Helen said,
"Promise? It's really frustrating when you talk over me. I feel like you're not interested in my ideas at all."
"I promise."
And with that, Rogelio pretended to zip his lips closed. Helen laughed and said,
"Okay.
What I was thinking about was to have some kids find the dragon. What do you think?"
Brianna said, I like it. We could have them find the mysterious footprints, just like the ones we found.
Right, Helen said. And the footprints could lead the kids to the dragon and its frog friends, acknowledging Rogelio's idea. What do you think, Rogelio?
I like it, he sheepishly replied. That's a really good idea. I'm sorry I talked over you.
Your idea is good too, Brianna added. Then asked, could we have some bunnies too?
Rogelio smiled. I think that would be great.
The dragon felt relieved to see the kids having fun again and decided to check back later. After all, the dragon wanted to hear how this story would turn out. The kids continued talking about their play until their parents called them to come home for dinner. After dinner, Helen got ready for bed and yawned, wishing Rogelio and Brianna a peaceful night. She settled into her cozy blanket, thinking of all she had to be grateful for. Helen was happy she shared her ideas. She felt glad that Rogelio had understood how she felt when he interrupted her. Helen was thankful her friends were as excited about the play as she was, and hoped that now, even when they were excited about their own ideas, they would listen to each other. She gave herself a big hug and then relaxed, sinking into her fluffy pillow. Helen took a deep dragon breath in and out. She took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Helen's mind quieted, and she drifted off to sleep, wondering what wondrous ideas the three of them would come up with next. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.